KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's cloudy and 39 degrees in Atlantic. You're looking for it to be partly cloudy to cloudy today with a high around 42. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. A single vehicle accident Wednesday afternoon in Adair County has claimed the life of an Eastern Iowa man. The Iowa State Patrol reports 26-year-old Brian John Clymer of Colfax died when the 2003 Chevy S10 pickup he was driving went out of control on Interstate 80 eastbound near mile marker 74. The pickup went off the road to the left and struck a cable barrier in the median before rolling over and coming to rest in the left lane of I-80 westbound. The accident happened around 4:41 p.m. Clymer was ejected from his pickup as it rolled over. He was not wearing a seatbelt and died at the scene. Now, there were numerous 911 reports to law enforcement prior to the crash about a vehicle matching the Chevy that was driving recklessly. The accident, however, remains under investigation. A Nebraska man was injured during an accident in Mills County Wednesday evening. The Iowa State Patrol says 63-year-old John Burr of Bellevue, Nebraska, was driving a 2013 Ford F-150 pickup southbound on Interstate 29 a little after 6 p.m. when the vehicle exited the interstate at mile marker 36 and entered the southbound rest area. The pickup continued south into the truck parking area where it collided with the parked 2016 Volvo semi. The pickup struck the trailer, striking the driver's side heads-on. The pickup came to rest under the trailer. Burr, who was not wearing a seatbelt, was flown by LifeNet helicopter to the UNMC in Omaha. The driver of the semi was not hurt. The accident remains under investigation. Mills County Sheriff's deputies and others assisted the state patrol at the scene. Sheriff's deputies in Montgomery County last night arrested 32-year-old Eric Waldron of Villisca. He was taken into custody on two counts of attempted burglary in the third degree. The charges stem from an incident on Highway 34 and V Avenue. Waldron was being held in Montgomery County Jail at a $1,000 bond. Deputies were assisted by the Adams County Sheriff's Office in their investigation and Waldron's arrest. Police in Council Bluffs were dispatched at around 10:23 p.m. Wednesday to the Fast Mart at 503 9th Avenue following a reported robbery. Witnesses said a black man with a handgun entered the store and demanded money. The offender was wearing a black hooded sweatshirt and dark sweatpants with a red vertical stripe on the outside of each leg and a red waistband tie. The man left on foot southbound on Main Street toward ConAgra. No one was injured during the robbery. Anyone with possible information about the incident is asked to call 712-328-STOP. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds says physicians from the University of Iowa hospitals will visit the state-run Glenwood Resource Center today.
To do a review of the patients, look at the charts, and just make sure that they're health is okay.
The U.S. Department of Justice is investigating the facility, which provides care for about 250 Iowans with profound intellectual disabilities. State officials have placed the center's superintendent on administrative leave. Federal investigators are examining an allegation of human experimentation on residents at Glenwood. In 2017, five Glenwood staffers pleaded guilty to wanton neglect, and eight others were fired or resigned after an investigation. Reynolds says there's been a continuous review of Glenwood's operations since she took office in May of 2017.
We have brought people in. We've asked them to do an assessment. They've laid out what they thought was being done, they thought it was appropriate, and you know what? It's not. And so based on the information that we've just received, based on the new leadership at the Department of Human Services, we are making changes.
Reynolds fired the DHS director this summer, and her new director started this fall. A letter federal officials sent to Governor Reynolds in November indicates a host of issues have been raised about care at Glenwood, including inadequate nutrition and physical injuries to patients. Last spring, the Des Moines Register reported current and former staffers of the Glenwood Resource Center raised concerns after an alarming number of patient deaths. Reynolds says a new team of outside experts are being assembled to dig into Glenwood's operations. The governor indicates changes will be made in all the institutions managed by the Department of Human Services.
There are so many opportunities for us to do a better job of serving Iowans and really supporting the employees there. We have hard-working employees that, you know, deal with significant, tough issues, and they have not had, I think, the resources, the tools, and the leadership and the support that they need to do their job. We can do better, and we are going to do better.
Federal officials are also investigating whether the 180 intellectually disabled children and adults who are patients at the State One Resource Center in Woodward are being cared for in the most appropriate setting. In our funeral announcements, LaDonna Ray Mullen, age 71, of Atlantic, died Sunday. Funeral services for LaDonna Mullen will be today at 10:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Bernard Bernie Lee, age 90, of Avoca, died Monday. Funeral services for Bernie Lee will be today at 10:30 at Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Cutler O'Neill Meyer and Woodring Funeral Home in Council Bluffs has arrangements. Pauline Haynes, age 90, of Oakland, died Sunday. Funeral services for Pauline Haynes will be held today at 2 o'clock at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Reagan Veith Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Verrill Holliday, age 86, of Atlantic and formerly of Lewis, died Tuesday at CCMH. Funeral services for G. Verrill Holliday will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Charles Bill Hutchins, age 88, of Ankeny and formerly of Audubon, died Sunday. A celebration of life for Bill Hutchins will be held tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the First United Methodist Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Carrie Jensen, age 89, of Exira, died Monday. Funeral services for Carrie Jensen will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has the arrangements. Roger Malmberg, age 80, of Audubon, died Tuesday. A mass of Christian burial for Roger Malmberg will be held Saturday at 10:30 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Virginia Wernemont, age 90, of Atlantic, died Tuesday. A mass of Christian burial for Virginia Wernemont will be Saturday at 10:30 at the St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has arrangements. Diane Anderson, age 80, of Avoca and formerly of Harlan, died December 5th. Funeral services for Diane Anderson will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Sandra Warden, age 69, of Guthrie Center, died December 4th. A celebration of life visitation and luncheon for Sandra Warden will be Sunday at 2 o'clock at the Guthrie Activity Center in Guthrie Center. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Marilyn Jacobson, age 87, of Fontenelle, died December 5th. Funeral services for Marilyn Jacobson will be held on Monday at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle has arrangements. Gene Mikulski, age 87, of Audubon and formerly of Atlantic, died Friday. Memorial services for Gene Mikulski will be held Monday at 10:30 in the chapel of the Friendship Home in Audubon. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. Judith Kading, age 78, of Altoona, died Tuesday. Services for Judith Kading will be held at a later date. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Kimberly Stein Clemens, age 52, of Atlantic, died Wednesday. Services for Kimberly Clemens are currently pending at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Melvin Enfield, age 72, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at his home. Services for Melvin Enfield are pending at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Marilyn Gray, age 86, of Kimbleton, died Friday in Omaha. Services for Marilyn Gray are pending at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.